You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. This is me. And a Merry Christmas to all of you. A Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Season's Greetings, all of those. Today happens to be our Christmas show. We're actually recording it early because we're all going to be happily busy with our families and all, as I hope you all are, and you all are listening to us on Christmas Eve. That's really special. And if you're listening to us sometime throughout the rest of the year, why not still take in that beautiful Christmas spirit right now? As a matter of fact, this show is special for a couple reasons. Not only are we going to be airing it on Christmas Eve, but our guest tonight is Tiffany Tatum. Now, the reason we've picked Tiffany, I personally, when I was introduced to Tiffany by my dear friend Marco Misinato, it was a gift. It was truly a gift that he was giving me in the introduction of Tiffany Tatum in my life. And I'm not the only one that says this. So many people have said how Tiffany Tatum has been a gift in their life. So many people. So it's my pleasure, our pleasure, to offer this gift unto you all on this very special day in this very special season. And you'll know why more at the end of the show, what we're talking about. She's a high priestess of alchemy. That's kind of why. She's a high priestess of alchemy, sound, and vibration. The gift of her voice, speaking of gifts, was given to her by direct transmission from the beloved. Never having the ability to sing before, it was a true miracle when the intonations of the God essence came through her on Cathedral Rock in Sedona, Arizona. She is a gifted reader of the Akashic Records and specializes in soul essence readings and Akashic clearing. Her psychic abilities are astounding. She recognizes the value of her shamanic lineage, helping integrate the shadow and the light. She is a true alchemist and has a gift for piercing through the veil of illusion. Boy, does she. Her passion for dance, music, poetry, and vibrational healing allow her to do what she loves, and we love that she loves to do it. So with that, we'll be right back with Tiffany Tatum here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. Ionways ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an Ionways ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. Ionways Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about Ionways Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, I am Filippo, and as I was getting ready for this show today, I was thinking about something that happened to me this week. Just this week, I met somebody who was a previous guest on our show a while back. I had actually known this person quite well. And when the guest was on our show, and I'm not going to say, and I'll you'll see why I don't want to say just yet. When the guest was on our show, we had a really good interview. And then when I bumped into this person, literally at the airport just this week, this person was completely different, completely. And I literally had to look twice to see if it was the same person. And when we finally spoke, I said, "Tell me what happened." Because the energy that was emanating from this person was just so beautiful and in such a different place. Not that it wasn't beautiful before, but it was there was a resignation, there was an allowance of what is. And not that this person got richer all of a sudden, not that this person got it, there was just something there that this person got deeper. And the things that we learned that this person shared with us during the interview on radio were important things. But this was life changes. This was the thing that I wanted to really sink my teeth in. And I said, when you're ready to talk about this, this is what so many more of us need. Because what the person had shared on the radio was the story that they had prepared, like the book that had been written and all of that. Instead, this couldn't be more real. And not that the other wasn't real. Maybe this is the next level. I think you know what I'm saying. And so I'm not going to share who it was just yet because I'm hoping that that guest will be on the show. But what I'm excited about and why I'm sharing it, besides it stands alone as really important to me at least, is this is where I feel I met Tiffany. Tiffany has an amazing story, and she's helped a lot of people. As a matter of fact, when a few people knew that we were going to have her on the show, we've gotten calls from people saying, "Oh, wow, she helped me do this. She helped my wife do that. She's an angel. She's a blessing. She's a gift, etc." And she is that. And yet, she is in this moment of major transition herself. And the beauty is that not only is she going through this major transition, she's going through it consciously. She's talking about it with people, and she's willing to talk about that and other things on the show today. So I thought that was really special. I mean, that's a powerful person to be able to go through stuff and talk about it while going through it. You know what I'm saying, Mark?
It's certainly a powerful person, and it's also, as you said, it's life changes.
Yeah.
That was the basic catalyst for why we started this, right?
True.
Was to be able to talk our journey through and share it in a real way and have a place to explore it.
You know, so I'm so glad you said
that. Very excited for this interview.
Yeah, and you know, and it's interesting because either we got into this thing of, well, people have their books out and that's what they want to talk about, or, you know, we want to make the guests look good, and certainly, and Tiffany's going to look good no matter what. But to me, like, this is what I'm really interested right now.
this, you know, the changes that people go through, you know, some of those books have been related to that, right? So
yeah.
I think some we've gone to that subject matter a bit, but not really, because I think, you know, the most profound stories are often the ones that aren't spoken, and that has been the norm, and I think, you know, what Tiffany is doing and what we will be doing more is really sharing it at that level, and people aren't used to sharing, and they're not used to talking about this. They're still in a kept sort of way of not wanting to offend certain belief systems, or just feeling not comfortable or safe enough. Safety probably being a very big word.
Big word. And, you know, we hear so much about the hero, overcame the dragon kind of thing. Well, you know, what was going through the dragon's mind? Or not the dragon. Yeah, what was the dragon going? What was the dragon thinking?
You know, there's a book there. If you can figure out what's going through the dragon's mind.
The dragon side of the story. That's a really, you're right. There's something there. Okay, well, we said it first. But what was happening to the hero in the process? Like there's a deeper story there. So,
indeed.
So we have a heroine actually with us. That's the right word, right? Okay, not the drug, but come on. All right. Okay, so we do, and it's Tiffany Tatum, and she's with us as she's going through stuff after having done amazing stuff and on her way to some amazing things as well that she even knows of. So Tiffany has a deep appreciation for the essence of all existence, knowing this is a true gift from God, Goddess. She knows it is her path to be a pure conduit for the divine. She dedicates her life to serve the God essence with grace and ease while living her passion in joy and bliss. She is a high priestess of alchemy, sound, and vibration. Welcome, Tiffany Tatum, to the show.
Thank you.
I have to smile when I look at you.
Aww.
And say your name. You're a gift.
Tiffany Rose.
Tiffany Rose Tatum. Yeah, even more. Even more. Where does one start?
Start with the dragon.
Start with the dragon.
I have an interesting dragon.
Okay,
story.
Okay. So it wasn't by accident then?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Very intuitive. interestingly enough, this has been the year of the water dragon.
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah, and for many years, I was... actually the very first experience that I had with visions and some of the very first experiences, I had a beautiful shamaness who was one of, did a picture for me, and it was a sacred art. And in the art were a bunch of dragons, and her and I had a vision, almost very similar, where Pele had come and taken us into the lava tubes and shown us the different places of suffering around the world.
Pele being...
Mama Pele, the Hawaiian goddess of the volcanoes.
Okay.
And so she came riding a blue-green water dragon, and she took me on this water dragon, and I went into these lava tubes, and I saw the suffering of women and children all over the world, and how they were still being used as sex slaves, and the mutilation, and all these different things that had to do with the feminine. And she said, someday, your voice will shift the consciousness of the masses. And at that time, I didn't sing, and I was barely awake, and it was 10 years ago. And I didn't know the significance of what that meant until this year. And so in this year was the year when I thought I was getting my dream. I moved in. I had visions of a house in Hawaii that I was going to be creating a temple, the Gaia Sonic Temple. And I did.
In a big way.
Yeah, I brought in the frequencies and created this energy. And it was very interesting because the temple before I had been there was called Sephira.
Oh.
And so the kahuna, Kaimi, comes in, and he's a young kahuna that was blessing the space. And he came in and he said, oh, this is on a dragon's lair. And
oh, wow.
Kalihiwai Ridge in Kauai, there's a place called the Dragon's Breath, which is the mouth. And then inside is the lava tubes.
Wow.
So living on this property was definitely initiation of the dragon. And what I got to really experience through this as you're talking about the heroine's journey is, and I'm going to get a little bit goddess on you, and nobody gets offended, but
it's okay, you go.
One of the things that occurred was through a beautiful orgasmic experience, the waters were released, and through the root chakra came this dragon, and through the root moving all the way up through my spine and through all the way to my crown and pineal. When it actually got to the mouth of God in the back of my neck, it got blocked. And I kept hearing a divine voice from Kuan Yin saying, in order to tame the dragon, in order to ride the dragon, you must tame the dragon within.
Wow.
And I saw her riding this golden dragon.
Wow.
And so she said, you must integrate the 12 patterns, emotional pairs, to truly understand being at peace in the pendulum swing. So the whole year was about understanding that if I didn't know trust, I couldn't fully feel love.
Wow.
If I didn't know sadness, I couldn't know joy. If I didn't know anger, I couldn't know compassion. Wow. And so on and so forth.
And one of the main reasons why you're on the show today is because you're going through all that knowing stuff right now.
Yes.
And we're going to want to know some of what that is and your process, because so many people go through these processes unconsciously. And we know that on the other side of this for you is some even greater awakening. And you're going to be able to help even more people, but so many people don't know that or aren't going to be able to follow that path unless somebody like you is there to lead them. So we're looking forward to hearing and how much you want to share. As soon as we come back, we're talking to Tiffany Rose Tatum, on here on Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be right back after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
It sure is. And this is Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo. And we are talking to Tiffany Rose Tatum. And if you want to learn more about her, you can go to TiffanyTatum.com. That's Tiffany Tatum. Tatum is TATUM.com. Of course, she's a high priestess of alchemy, sound, and vibration. And though she's traveling a lot, and happily she's here in Los Angeles with us at the moment in studio, she will be doing Skype sessions and phone sessions, et cetera, et cetera, and also meeting people in person in the various places where she's going to be. It's interesting, speaking of traveling, I was the one that was traveling when I met Tiffany at her goddess temple, actually Gaia's Sonic Temple, to be exact. And it was interesting because it was like the final week. There was a closing. And it was interesting to watch you, Tiffany, because to some people, this would be like the end of a dream, or, dare I say it, the failure of what you thought was going to be. Please take us out of that right now, because I know it's not that. I knew it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, it was the most amazing experience of my life. Going through the dragon initiation, what ended up occurring was I started to unveil sexual abuse that had been deeply hidden within my subconscious. And with the unveiling of that, there were patternings that were being uncovered that I recognized that I was not serving from a place of my own joy and passion. Mm. I was serving others' dreams, others' visions, others' passions, and I was giving way too much. Mm. And so through having the temple, I was getting further away from what I was really here to do, which was to bring in the sound and the frequency. Mm. For most of the time, I was so consumed in the 3D world and paying the bills and paying the big overhead and doing all these things that I wasn't doing what I love to do and what brought the most to the most people.
And it was a beautiful thing. A lot of people got a lot of benefit from it. I mean, I did myself. I mean, it was just a beautiful thing. But there's something else that you've come to do.
And I feel like most of us have. Like there's a, and what I realize is that we all have this vision of community. And what I recognized within that is the reason that community hasn't fully grounded and anchored is because we still are, as a collective consciousness, really getting to know what brings us joy. And so everyone who is there to contribute is contributing from a place of fully knowing who they are as a sovereign being. Mm. If you don't know who you are as a sovereign being, you get a guru and then you get the people that are, you know, underneath the guru.
Right.
And what I recognized was I created that inside of my own consciousness from the old paradigm. And the goddess was like, this is not what's supposed to be created. Mm. And so it was dismantled, you know, basically. And I say this with the deepest humbling experience of understanding, like when we come from a place of lack or we come from a place of not knowing who we truly are on a soul level, we create thinking that we are in the higher mind, but actually creating from an old paradigm. And so what I had to experience was a dragon's initiation of, am I truly coming from abundance? Am I truly coming from joy? Am I truly coming from the heart? And sadly to say, in a lot of experiences that I had, you know, my shadow came out. Mm. And it really brought a lot of negative experiences. And they weren't even really bad, but because we were on that dragon ley line, they were just illuminated. So I had to face a lot of what do people think of me? Mm-hmm. You know, not being perfect. Mm. I had to face can I be humble? Can I apologize? Can I stand in the center and just be, this is who I am? Can I be in my anger and my rage and be okay with it without it affecting everybody else? You know, because with me, it's like I don't even have to outwardly express any kind of anger or rage for people to feel it.
Yeah.
Because I have so much energy and Shakti that's exuded that, it, you know, if the thought even crosses my mind and there's emotion behind it, everybody around me can feel it. Mm. And so it was a very challenging experience to be continuously around people and just really tired and drained and not full.
And have people needing from you as well.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing with the guru is that it's not a collective consciousness, and we're in the Aquarian age. And so being in the Aquarian age, it's not about one person. Mm. It's about the collective being together and co-creating together. And although I have to say for myself, as I look back, I was in that for probably about 85% of the time. My heart was there. My soul was there. But that 15% was what took me over the edge, because it was just like I couldn't give my whole heart and soul to it.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that I tried to do my own thing, I would receive the feedback, oh, it's all about you, it's all about you, it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that the low self-worth and the feelings of needing to prove myself and needing validation were the pieces that were not aligned with my higher self. And so basically, I allowed the goddess to dismantle everything within me and outside and around me. And I feel, you know, and I have to tell this story. The goddess keeps Pele, she keeps coming through me and she says, you must tell the story.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, not this story. So leaving the temple, it was really interesting because the last piece was, I did a fire ceremony and it was the trash burning ceremony.
Oh no, not this story.
Yeah. There's great humility in this story. I don't know why she wants me to share it, but I'm going to share it. So here, you know, I've been gifted with this voice and I know the power of it and I know the strength, and it came on very quickly. And this gift has really literally anything that intention that is behind it is amplified a millionfold.
Mm.
And it's just like, you know, and I know this. And my thoughts manifest instantaneously. They come to be. So it's very interesting. I'm getting ready to leave the temple, and I'm exhausted. I'm not balanced. I'm frustrated. I'm feeling failure. I'm feeling at my lowest point. I'm having all these unworthiness pieces coming up. And I go and I light some sandalwood leaves, and I do the last ritual to the fire pit. So I throw everything in and I say, I now release all of my karma associated with temple and with goddess temple.
Mm.
And it was very interesting because a teacher of mine, Jessie Ayanese, she came to the temple early in November. And what she was sharing was that the temples were actually created by the patriarchs so that they could take the women out of the, like when they would wash the laundry, they would give readings to each other and they would nurture each other and they would massage each other. And they, you know, this was what they did naturally. And they took them, basically the best oracles, and they put them in the temple and made them serve the kings and queens. And then they created a divide and a separation between the other women and created this competition and jealousy.
And kind of made it look like this was an honor kind of thing to be serving the king and being part of the temple. Wow, I never heard that. That's,
yeah.
Wow, okay.
So this temple, this space was actually very much male energy. And the man who owned the house was very much playing that archetypical role. And, you know, the king that determined my worth. I always felt that the whole time, you know, I'm letting you do this. I'm allowing you to have this.
Wow.
And his energy and the money and the consumerism, I could feel the fear. And the partner that I was with at the time, that was a big thing too. It was all driven by commerce, you know, and I did not feel in alignment with that.
Wow.
And I had, you know, I have to speak my truth on this. And so it was very interesting because when I went to go do the fire ritual, I was asking to clear this karma that I no longer was indebted to the kings. Cause I know a lot of the priestesses and the sisters, you know, we've been going through this thing that we always have to look to the male to give us the support or the validation for us to step into our truth and our empowerment. And so usually the men are the ones with the money, or they're the ones that, you know, and it always comes down to this old paradigm of the priestess being the whore, basically.
Wow.
You know, and the priestess being the prostitute or the sacred prostitute, not necessarily having to be sexual, but having to prostitute herself and her own integrity and her own belief systems to serve, you know, the male ego. And I didn't realize this until this moment.
Wow.
And so when I went to go do this burning ceremony, it was very interesting because I went and I put these leaves inside of the you know, to burn the fire. And I stayed at the fire until it was all just burning embers. I mean, mm-hmm. it burned all the way to the ground. Mm-hmm. And there was some coconuts there. Mm-hmm. And there was just some, you know, some embers. And I just thought, you know, I've done this fire a million times. Not much is, you know, going to happen. Right. And so...
So let me explain to people why coconuts. This is a big, big property, huge, big house and all that. And coconuts on the property are growing wild and all that stuff. So this is a normal thing.
Yeah. So they actually, there were old ones and they fell in there. So what ended up happening was one of them popped when I turned away from the fire. And when it popped, it caught some brush on the fence line.
Wow.
And it was definitely an accident, and it, you know, and it created a huge fire, and I luckily everybody was okay. They were able to get it out, but there was a big, you know, big drama with the police and, you know, with the fire department.
Fire, yeah.
And I was so like remorseful, and I just went to the owner and I said to him, and I said to everybody that was there, please forgive me for this huge mistake that I made. And I was feeling the most shame I've ever felt because I've lived my life being a perfectionist for so long and having to be, you know, always the example of you know, this being.
Wow.
And so when I went to him and I said to him, you know, please forgive me, I'm so sorry. And he said to me very snidely, he said, this shows the incompetence that you've shown throughout this whole time.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, this other person who is my partner, you know, I trust him that he's going to be the, you know.
Wow.
And knowing in my heart, like when I looked, you know, that rage started to emerge from me and I just felt it. And I just looked at him in the eyes. And for the first time, I was like, thank you, brother.
Mm.
Thank you so much for helping me to find this fire and recognizing that even though those embers were so small and not a flame or anything seeming so insignificant can create such damage.
Mm.
And I knew in that moment that this person was a gift in my life and that he played a role for me that will forever change me. And then I can let go of that anger of the patriarch, and I can let go of those dreams of thinking that that temple was my identity and that the center and that being the goddess and all this stuff that we build up within our ego is who we are. It is who we are, but it's the understanding in the humbleness that it is who we are, but we're also human, and that that's the beauty. The beauty is in the humanness. The beauty is in the darkness. The beauty is in the understanding of the depths of our humility and to serve not from a place of ego and to receive any kind of acknowledgement or gratification or compensation, but to actually know that we serve because it's just who we are.
Mm.
And I see this story and I say it with just such deep appreciation for the men in my life who have played these roles to bring me to this place of true understanding of what it was to have a goddess temple and to break down all of those old notions and paradigms and to come into unity within the self. And to finally, I remember after I went back to, you know, my bus, which is interesting. I during that time there at the temple, I had bought a bus because I just needed to get away. And so here it was almost like I'd gone back to my roots because I had grown up. And when I got pregnant at 17, I lived in a trailer.
Oh.
So it was almost like going back to the ghetto, like back to full circle inside that thing. But I realized that I loved my energy. I loved me. And within that piece of finding me again, outside of the empathy of everybody else's experience, I could reconnect with who I really am. And I could embrace it. And I can embrace the journey of such amazingness from going to that kid in a trailer at 17 with a child to being in this $5,000 mansion back into that bus. And knowing that it didn't matter because I'm still the goddess. no matter where I am, those frequencies I earned and that gift that comes through me is pure divine God, goddess in form. And it just, and I want people to know that they have that inside of them. And no matter what the human path has been, no matter what has gone, it's taken them to that place inside of themselves where they go into the depths of the soul to find their divinity. And they claim it. And so no matter what anybody says about me, no matter what happens, I know inside myself who I am. And I know what I've done to earn every gift in every lifetime throughout all time in history.
Mm.
And that's what I want to share with the world. And that's what I, through the song and through the sound and through the alchemy, you know, they say that peacock is a very big symbol for me. And they say that the peacocks would eat poisonous snakes and they would transmute the venom. And that's what would make their plumes even more beautiful.
Oh, wow.
And so for me, it's very symbolic of this journey. You know, it's like the more poison I ate, you know, the more, you know, the rapes and the this and the that, all that poison that I ate, you know, is now here to truly serve, to help women to find their voice, to help men to come into the sacred divine masculine, and to really just shine light and beauty from a place of humbleness, you know, and just because I just love so much.
I love you and this moment. You are so beautiful. That's what made you so beautiful. All that poison, but not just the poison, but the fact that you transmuted it, and there it is. And you're obviously in the process of transmuting right now. And thank you for sharing so openly and honestly this transmutation. You see what I mean, people? We'll be back with more Tiffany, and hopefully she'll get to bless us with that voice that, well, you've already heard the voice, and the other way she uses it too, right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Yes, Filippo, indeed. And Life Changes with Filippo. You have heard Life Changing right now. This is interesting. This is what we, like Mark was saying at the beginning of the show, envision the show to be. And here we are, Tiffany, as your life is changing, you're helping all of us change along with you. How do you feel?
I feel great, actually. I feel really empowered through sharing one of my most shameful experiences to really help people to know that it's all good.
You shared it right in the moment while it's happening, because this just happened a couple of days ago. It's not like, you know, oh, well, when I was 12.
Yeah, and it really feels good to be getting this, getting it quicker, and to be able to moving through it so quickly.
That's
awesome. And what it took for me, actually, and what I'm noticing is to fully feel it, to sit inside of that emotion and just recognize it's not who I am. I'm not my shame. I'm not my guilt. I'm not my anger. I'm not any of those things. But it's an interesting thing. My girlfriend, Karu, you remember Karu?
Yeah.
She said, you know, you can spray rose spray and you can, put fluff all you want. She says, but if there is a core of poop, she says, once that explodes, it's going to stink. And so she says, you need to go to the core of that.
Mm.
And I feel like that's what we're doing right now in 2012, is we're going to the roots. We're going to the core aspect of self, and we're looking at all those places that we've buried deep down, and we're dealing with those core issues, and we're going to those monsters in the closet. We're integrating them, and we're saying that, the demons that we perceive outside of us are the ones that we create in our mind with our emotions.
Mm.
And so integrating that reptilian consciousness and recognizing that if we are all one, it's not separate from us. And what is the teacher of the dragon? And, we're coming up on the last leg, which is going to get a little bit more intense. We're going to be feeling this, but we can move through it very quickly.
Lifetimes. Yeah.
And so I hold space inside myself for my own journey, knowing that I am one with all of consciousness, and therefore in my joy of singing and being connected to the divine, it will serve others. So instead of thinking I have to do anything or be anything, I just am. And so I just really want to just really have people just tune into their own hearts and just allow themselves to just deeply take in that divine essence and that shadow and just love them both. And just really, let it be. Let it, it's like, walking wisdom is about walking through, these patterns and loving them, just loving them, loving even the flaky, ungrounded, sometimes silly parts of ourselves that do stupid things, and really recognizing that, it happens, things happen. And it doesn't take away my divinity. It doesn't take away what I've come here and my purpose to do. It actually makes me more aware of my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, what I'm putting out into the field. It makes me more conscious. And it helps to be aligned with listening. When I saw those coconuts in there, my intuition was like, oh, you better pay attention.
Mm.
And 100 times,
Yeah, but that was no accident. It was an accident in the sense that you didn't intentionally want that to happen, but on another level, that was supposed to happen so that all these other things could happen and this. You certainly have helped make many things happen in a lot of people's lives. And one of the ways you do it is through sound. I do want to remind people that you are Tiffany Rose Tatum, and that if they want to learn more about you, they can go to TiffanyTatum.com. And I'm saying this now because you're going to gift us with some sound healing and vibrations now, and I kind of want to go into the commercial from that without interruption, so we can just allow that to sink in. I want to let everybody know, everybody that doesn't know, that Tiffany is writing a book, and that she's working on a music CD. And so those will be out in 2013 because, yes, folks, there will be a 2013. Yes, Virginia, there is a 2013. All right. So with that, we're now going to go into a few minutes of, well, actually, let me say thank you. And with that, we're going into a few minutes of Tiffany Rose Tate.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We are back. This is our producer's wrap here at Life Changes with Filippo after an amazing interview with Tiffany Rose Tatum. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and we've got our producer Mark Lejeure with us, who... Are you with us? Are you still in the vibrations?
Well, the vibrations were beautiful. I was actually reflecting back on the vibrations of the discussion in the interview and what was coming through. And, and I can't remember exactly what the quote was or what the original definition, but the original definition of courage. There's a legacy definition of courage, and it has to do with seeing the... In essence, seeing your way through your truth. And that's what Tiffany is doing on her journey and helping others to do. That's what came through for me.
Yeah, wow. Wow. I have to say, when she started going through that process and saying that she was discovering things now, I mean, I felt good about that, that it's happening on the show, and this is, I love that. And then when it started to get so deep and it was time to break for a commercial, I'm like, whoa, I'm not going to stop this goddess on her track. She's just going to go. Commercial, no commercial, you go, and we'll wait.
There's a train coming.
That's right. Very powerful force, as I'm sitting here right in front of her watching her go through this. But yes, she got very emotional, but she was so powerful in the process. You know, it wasn't weak. It was bizarre.
Courage.
Yeah. No, well, yeah. There you go.
Owning it. That's why, you know, change.
Owning
change
it.
Is difficult because people, we choose in that egoic place, right, to avoid it rather than own it, embrace it. And, you know, I think that's the beauty of this process, and people like Tiffany is learning to own it, learning to face it, learning how to dance with your shadow, learning how to accept the process rather than run from it, hide from it, deflect it, project it, you know, all these other things.
You know, I got to do some amazing things with Tiffany while I was in Kauai with her. And some of the things some people might consider scary. And, you know, I'd look at her every once in a while thinking, you know, is she scared? And then I, you know, the more I got to know her, I realized that sometimes she was, but she did it. I mean, and she didn't hide it. She's just like, we're doing this. And scary or not scary, you know, this is what we're doing and it's going to be great. And it was. But had she not had that confidence, then I wouldn't have had as much confidence. But better yet, had she not had that, what is that called when you can see through? You know, like transparency. Then I wouldn't have learned as much as I learned. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could have been courageous too and done stuff. But to learn about the process of fear and then, you know, actually, exactly what she did actually tonight.
Yeah.
Exactly what she did tonight.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, transparency is an interesting word because there's both sides of that coin. Transparency with your own process and that experience, like you said, what she did tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And transparency from the other perspective, from a willingness to be transparent, a willingness to be vulnerable and look within from the other side.
Yeah. And you know, actually it wasn't on, I don't think we've actually aired this interview. It was on camera. And I don't know that we ever will, cause unfortunately the video didn't come out good, but I remember being with somebody who a lot of people look up to, and And I remember him saying, when I asked him what I thought was a simple question about a specific aspect of his teachings and how he is able to live within that specific teaching. And he took a moment and paused and honestly said, in front of a live audience, Filippo, I don't have the answer to that yet, because that's not one that I can do. And that's when he gained more respect from me than, ironically, when he admitted to something that he wasn't able to do, which, you know, it's like, that just means so much more to me.
Yeah, the idea of not being your own message, that oftentimes, right?
Yeah.
That juxtaposition.
Yeah.
That's transparency.
I saw Patrick Guanis, who we had on the show maybe a year and a half ago, I was talking to him, and I told him one of the things that I loved what he said is, listen to the message, not the messenger. He actually said that on the show. Because a lot of people don't live their message. But you don't want to throw away the message. If it's a good message, take the message.
If they live their message truly, they probably don't, they're not.
They don't have to tell it?
Tell it. Where is their expansion coming from, right? So they're obviously still on that journey, or on a journey. And the journey is allowing them to connect with that message. And maybe it is simply the journey that they're having to learn how to embody their message or bring themselves into congruence with their message, because the message is coming from a higher place.
Yeah. Yeah. And like so much of what Tiffany shared, she kept saying this came from a higher place. This came from Goddess, or this came from... You know what was the hardest thing, Mark, is that she said so many things that brought up at times. Now, when we were deep into it, I wasn't thinking jokes. But since we were all together, you, me, my brother, Anthony, Tiffany, and Dorothy, we were cracking jokes for a couple hours before the show. So here she is sitting and saying all these things. And I'm thinking of all these jokes that I wasn't thinking about what we were talking about before, because I was... busy, whatever. So here she's like, so she talks about the peacock. I'm like, let me see your peacock. I wanted to, you know, I mean, she would have loved it. It wouldn't have been.
I'm not sure that was coming from a higher place.
No, I didn't say that came from a higher place. She's there cracking up in the background, trying to be quiet. But anyway, so wow. So fun. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Boy, I wish we had, wish the engineer was set up with that track.
Some bells.
A good way to wrap the show.
A
Merry Christmas version of Peacock.
That would be, well, we should do that. Yeah, that would be a hit. I'm sure that would be a hit. Well, I'm sure this show will be a hit, actually, with so many people that are going to get so much out of it. Thanks for Tiffany being so vulnerable, so transparent, so beautiful, and the leader that she is, the shamanic spiritual leader that she is, alchemy, sound, and vibration. So with that, I feel blessed, and I feel like this has been a gift, and I hope that you all feel the same, and may it be a gift that keeps on giving. To all of you, as we enter into 2013, or for some of you, you might be listening and we're already there. And isn't it cool? So with that, I want to thank everybody who made this show possible. Of course, all of you who are listening and continue to listen, writing us and thanking us and sharing your stories with us about the life changes that you're going through while you're listening to our show. I want to thank second and foremost, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Leger, our producer and co-host, Doug Newson, our engineer, and I am Filippo Voltaggio, thanking all of you, of course, and reminding you that as life changes, we're there for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.